The word for today is pruning.
God is at work, and just as a little branch, when it begins to bear fruit, will find there are twigs and sticks that would keep it from being ultimately fruitful that need to be pruned away. So something like that is going on in my life and your life in this very troubled world. Do not let that heart of yours be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in Jesus. He is up to something in this troubled world in your life to bring you and me life with an untroubled heart. So take a moment, reflect on your world scale of 1 to 10. How troubled has it been this last day? And then your heart. Honestly, scale of 1 to 10 as you self-assess, how much peace has there been in my heart? And what might I learn? And here's the word to lean into living with an untroubled heart today. Pruning. It will give you great meaning and great hope. And we'll unpack it over the next couple of minutes. Jesus, now in this magnificent passage, John chapter 14 and 15, says, we talked about this with Susie yesterday, this image of the vine and the branches. I am the true vine and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, and you might think it would say he rewards, but it doesn't. He prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. So, as Susie talked about, you can look at that video if you have not seen it yet. There's different ways to translate various aspects of what Jesus is saying here. But I want to say a word about pruning from Dale Bruner's wonderful commentary on the Gospel of John. Cutting back or pruning is not a painless procedure for the object. The activity even seems, at first sight superficially, to be harmful and counterproductive. But orchardists, farmers, even home gardeners tell us that this seemingly harsh or backward procedure is actually good and is indeed fruitful for plants. We'll talk more about fruitfulness, to bear fruit, fruit of the Spirit in my own life, love, joy, peace, patience, and then to be a productive, contributing human being, adding values to God's world and other people. A possible encouragement in this picture for some disciples is that some can look at experiences in which they seemed or still seem to be experiencing diminishment, hurtful cutting back, severance, reduction in influence, and nevertheless, in the light of our text, can say to themselves in hope, pruning, and so gain a whole new perspective. The Lord's own deepest pruning was the cross. Faithful disciples, too, it is promised again and again in the gospel, will have their crosses or prunings. But in 3 days, the harvest of the empty grave and the reality of life follow Jesus' cross. Something comparably miraculous and fruitful waits on the other side of every faithful disciple's prunings and crosses. This is the gospel in our verse. So take a moment now and begin to reflect on where in your world is there trouble, and your word for today as you go through that irritation, frustration, difficulty, challenge, disappointment. The word for today is pruning. God is at work, and just as a little branch, when it begins to bear fruit, will find there are twigs and sticks that would keep it from being ultimately fruitful that need to be pruned away. So something like that is going on in my life and your life in this very troubled world. Deep breath, let it go. Now, that doesn't mean that it's easy. This is a little switch that has to get flipped inside of every one of us. Whatever is going on, and that's not to say that God causes all the bad things that happen just for you to be able to grow spiritually. Of course not. But there is nothing that cannot be used. There's nothing from which I cannot learn. There is a meaning that is deeper than the mere experience of pain. C.S. Lewis writes about this in his book, The Problem of Pain. God's relation to human beings is pictured thus in Jeremiah's vision of the potter and the clay. Or when Peter talks about the whole church like a building on which God is at work. Now, of course, a pottery and a building, these are not sentient things. They cannot feel pain, so they're unlike us in that way. But it's a real important analogy, Lewis writes. We are not metaphorically, but in very truth, a divine work of art. Now, you might think about that today with whatever trouble that you're going on. We are God's masterpiece, Paul says. Something that God is making, and therefore something with which he will not be satisfied until it has a certain character. Here we come up against what I call the intolerable compliment. Here's the intolerable compliment coming your way. Pruning. Over a sketch made idly to amuse a child, an artist may not take much trouble. He may be content to let it go, even though it's not exactly as he meant it to be. But over the great picture of his life, the work which he loves, though in a different fashion, as intensely as a man loves a woman or a mother loves a child, he will take endless trouble and would doubtless thereby give endless trouble to the picture if it was sentient, if it could feel. One can imagine a sentient picture after being rubbed and scraped and recommenced for the 10th time, wishing that it were only a thumbnail sketch whose making was over in a minute. In the same way, it is natural for us to wish that God had designed for us a less glorious and less arduous destiny. But then we are wishing not for more love, but for less. There's a wonderful passage from one of the early church fathers, when he's picturing the amount of abundance, the amount of fruitfulness that God intends in Shalom, and he uses this picture. This is Irenaeus who wrote this. The days will come in which the vine shall grow, each having 10,000 branches, and in each branch 10,000 twigs, and in each true twig 10,000 shoots, and on one of the shoots 10,000 clusters, and on every one of those clusters 10,000 grapes, and every grape when pressed will give 25 meters of wine, and when any of the saints shall lay hold of a cluster, another shall cry out, I am a better cluster, take me, bless the Lord through me. That is a picture of the kind of fruitfulness, the kind of abundance that God intends for all of his creation, and that's especially true for you and me. That's the fruit that God wants us to have, but the truth is very often, because that's going to mean pruning and disappointment and hardship and pain. I'd rather not be all that fruitful, if you don't mind. Can I just produce this one little lousy grape? It's an old joke. I don't know why I think it's funny, but I do. What did the grape say when the elephant stepped on it? It didn't say anything. It just let out a little whine. And that's goofy, I know, I'm sorry. For a lot of us, there's just that sense of, yep, I'd just as soon not be pruned, and I'll let out a little whine every once in a while. So, take a moment now and reflect, where in your life is pruning going on? And today, instead of just saying disappointment, problem, failure, inadequacy, pain, loss, remember Jesus' statement that he is the vine, he is the true vine, and our Father is the gardener. And every branch that abides in the vine, there's going to be great fruit for it. And that will involve in this world pruning. So, could be a small thing. I was on the road today, and there was about 10 minutes of a traffic delay. It came up on the computer screen on my car. This is a first world problem. On the computer screen, there's that red line that I don't want to see. Now, how will I respond? Just being delayed. Pruning. And will I be grateful that I had this remarkable technology and the ability to travel around the world and let go of my need to be in control and recognize that God is right here? Or through gritted teeth, will I just waste those moments in pruning? I have a friend who left his fob on the roof of his car and drove off. And by the time he got out of his car, he was long, long, long ways away, many miles, the fob was gone. That's a reminder, fobs are evil. I don't know who created fobs. The little acronym FOB, that stands for Friend of Beelzebub. Fobs are bad. But when I experience something like that, pruning. When my finances seem uncertain, when I experience a loss, when I don't know about my health, It could be something very minor. Nancy and I are in a conversation with some other couple, and she tells a story. And I wanted to tell that story. It would have been funny. And I got to let go of it. Pruning. Or I'm with a friend, and I'm talking about what I do. And, of course, what I do often involves things like a ministry. And I tell a lie to make myself look more important than I really am. And then the next day, I realize what it is that I have done. And it's just so embarrassing. Now, this is a part of the pruning process. C.S. Lewis writes this in that same book, The Problem of Pain. A recovery of the old sense of sin is essential to Christianity. Christ takes it for granted that men are bad. And I assume that this is men in the inclusive sense. You can email in if you disagree, but men and women, human beings. Until we really feel this assumption of his to be true, although we are part of the world that he came to save, we are not yet a part of the audience to whom his words can be understood, because we cannot enter into his perception of how life is. Lewis goes on to talk about how, because we live in such a therapeutic age, oftentimes we can't feel that. The twistedness, the warpedness, the brokenness. We live in a kind of a delusion about that. But he says, now, at the moment when a person feels real guilt, moments too rare in our lives, all these excuses and delusions vanish away. Much we may feel can be excused to human infirmities, but not this, this incredibly mean and ugly action, which none of our friends would have done, which even such a thoroughgoing little rotter as X would have been ashamed of, which we would not for the world allow to be published. At such a moment, we really do know that our character, as revealed in this action, is and ought to be hateful to all good human beings, and if there are powers above human beings, to them. A God who did not regard this with unappeasable distaste would not be a good being. We could not even wish for such a God, and there is such a God, and he is at work to cleanse us, Jesus says, through his word and through the experiences that we go through from one day, from one moment to the next. So don't let your heart be troubled. Your word for today is pruning.
Hey, thanks for joining us here at Become New, where you can receive a brief daily teaching each weekday to help you grow spiritually one day at a time. Be sure to hit the subscribe button here on YouTube or at our website, becomenew.com, to make sure that you don't miss any future teachings in the series. Become New is so much more than just a video to receive and watch. It's really a community that you can belong to. So we hope that you'll chime in the comments below, or better yet, join our Facebook group, which you can find the link in the description of this video. I'll be posting a video there each weekday to correspond with the episode for that day with a discussion question. And I would love to have you bring your voice to that conversation. So like I said, you can find that link there, along with the link for our Instagram or our X account. If you just want to receive inspirational quotes and photos throughout the week, you can do that. If you've got a prayer request or you're carrying something heavy, we want you to know that we're here for you and we would love to pray with you. You don't have to carry it alone. So you can text us your prayer request at 855-888-0444 or email it to us at connect@becomenew.com. There's a group of us who meet every day to pray over requests sent in by viewers like yourself. So we hope that you do that. Remember, the most important thing about your life is the person you become. We'll be seeing you.